Welcome to the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, June 12th, 2025, and we have a lineup of events, headlines, and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Sinai Immunotherapeutics, NASDAQ, SCNI, highlights growth and SEPA funding ahead of Bio 2025 CEO participation. Sinai Immunotherapeutics Ltd. CEO Amir Reichman will participate in the Bio International Convention 2025 to showcase recent strategic, operational, and financial milestones, including CDMO business growth and nanobody pipeline progress. The company secured $1.38 million in funding via a standby equity purchase agreement with Yorkville Advisors, avoiding dilution. Sinai reaffirmed 2025 CDMO revenue guidance of $2 million and aims for break-even in 2026. Sinai is a biopharmaceutical company with a focus on inflammation and immunology, biological therapeutic products, and a CDMO unit offering development and manufacturing services to early-stage biotechs. For more information, visit wduts.com. Biomed news breaks: NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP, and Hope Therapeutics to present at H.C. Wainwright Neuro Perspectives Conference. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP, and its subsidiary Hope Therapeutics will be presenting at the H.C. Wainwright 6th Annual Neuro Perspectives Hybrid Conference on June 16-17, 2025. Dr. Jonathan Javitt, founder and CEO of NRx, will deliver a corporate presentation highlighting recent developments, available on demand to registered attendees starting at 7 a.m. ET on June 16. The company will also conduct one-on-one investor meetings during the event. NRx Pharmaceuticals is focused on developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx plans to file an NDA for accelerated approval for NRx-101, an investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain.
GeoVax to participate in Bio International Convention 2025. GeoVax Labs, Inc. will attend the 2025 Bio International Convention in Boston, Massachusetts. The convention, the largest biotechnology industry gathering, offers networking opportunities with executives worldwide. GeoVax will discuss its infectious disease and cancer immunotherapies pipeline, including GeoMVA, GeoCM04S1, and Gedeptin. Participation aligns with GeoVax's strategy to establish partnerships, expand manufacturing, and prioritize pandemic preparedness, oncology, and biodefense. Visit geovax.com for clinical trial updates and more information. Neuralbase announces global market engagement strategy amid expansion of technical leadership team. Neuralbase AI Lid, operating as BMP AI, has launched a global industry engagement program, starting with participation at the Global AI Show Abu Dhabi in late 2025. The company has appointed Tushar Shivakar as Chief Technology Officer and Suraj Sharma as Head of Design and Front-End Development to enhance its BMP AI platform. This platform offers compliance-first AI solutions for regulated industries, integrating RAG, document ingestion, auditability, security governance, and explainability tooling. Neuralbase AI aims to engage with enterprise customers, regulatory stakeholders, and strategic partners globally, focusing on healthcare, financial services, legal services, and public sector AI deployment. The company plans to participate in various international industry events to explore market opportunities and partnerships.
Discover the heart and soul of Cuba. Authentic Cuba Travel opens bookings for their three official Cuba tours to the Cuba's International Jazz Festival 2026. Authentic Cuba Travel is thrilled to announce their lineup of official Cuba tours for the International Jazz Festival of Cuba in 2026. hosted by Grammy-winning artist Chucho Valdez. These tours offer music enthusiasts and cultural explorers the chance to immerse themselves in Cuba's enchanting atmosphere. With packages starting at $2,499, these tours have become a popular choice among travelers. The Havana Jazz Festival, known as Jazz Plaza, will celebrate its 41st anniversary in 2026, featuring over 100 international acts and renowned artists like Chucho Valdez and Gonzalo Rubalcaba. U.S. travelers can join these tours under a general license for support for the Cuban people. Authentic Cuba Travel ensures accommodations at hotels and casas particulares not owned by the Cuban government. Unlimited discounts are available, with opportunities to travel free by inviting friends and family. Customized itineraries, insider access, and VIP treatment at the festival make these tours a unique and unforgettable experience. Choose from 6-day Havana Jazz Festival Tour, 9-day Havana Jazz Festival Tour, or 8-day Santiago de Cuba Jazz Festival Tour. Don't miss this chance to be part of the International Jazz Festival of Cuba 2026 with Authentic Cuba Travel.
Content Carnivores LLC to represent Global Life Sciences clients at Bio International Convention 2025. Content Carnivores LLC, a marketing communications firm in the global life sciences industry, will be representing innovative clients at the Bio International Convention in Boston. They will focus on helping companies differentiate their science, identify industry trends, and position clients for future success. One of their clients, Posilex Pharmaceuticals, is making strides in cancer therapy with their drug Zelenirstat. Additionally, they will be showcasing Utah's growing life sciences sector at the convention, highlighting the state's rapid growth, economic impact, and high-quality workforce. Content Carnivores will be collaborating with Bio Utah at the State of Utah Pavilion to showcase the state's advantages as a hub for global life sciences companies.
Where the West Gets Wild, the Pink Piggy Saloon pop-up opens June 13. This summer, the Blind Pig Parlor Bar invites guests to saddle up to the bar for bold cocktails, playful pours, and some serious good eating. Cowgirl Glam meets Honky Tonk Mischief with the Pink Piggy Saloon, the latest pop-up experience. Opening Friday, June 13th, the bar will feature Southern-inspired bites, killer cocktails, and a whole lot of attitude. Whether guests are rolling in with their ride or dies or just looking for trouble, the Pink Piggy Saloon is where stories get started and sometimes don't end till sunrise. The menu includes a mix of Southern-inspired savory and sweet dishes, along with cowboy-crafted cocktails. The Wild West Watering Hole menu features shareable plates and indulgent desserts such as cowboy caviar, birria bites, showdown sliders, crispy Baja fish tacos, and fireside finish. Guests can wet their whistles from a Texas-sized beverage menu with cocktails, shots, wine, and beer, including Dragonfruit Mojito, Georgia Peach Mule, Prickly Pear Old Fashioned, Cantarito, Cafe Cerrito, and Summer Nights. Perfect for gatherings and special occasions, the Pink Piggy Saloon is available for private parties and events. The pop-up is open Wednesday through Sunday starting at 5 p.m., with reservations strongly recommended via OpenTable. Walk-ins are welcome on a first-come, first-served basis. The Pink Piggy Saloon is located at 128 East Andrews Docker NE in Atlanta.
Experience the ultimate yachting getaway as Burgess announces a few last-minute charter availabilities. Experience the ultimate yachting getaway with Burgess as they unveil an exceptional fleet of super yachts available for charter this summer. From the iconic 88-meter Maltese Falcon to the 85-meter Gigia, each yacht offers cutting-edge design, luxury amenities, and impeccable service. Guests can enjoy panoramic master suites, sun decks with jacuzzis, private cinemas, beach clubs, and onboard spas. With extensive toy collections, including sea bobs and jet surfs, these yachts provide a unique and unforgettable experience. Contact Burgess for summer availability and explore their full collection of charter yachts for a bespoke experience tailored to your desires. Harford Community Action Agency renames Food Pantry to the Harford Food Bank. The Harford Community Action Agency recently renamed its food pantry to the Harford Food Bank to highlight their dedication to fighting hunger in the Harford County community. A breakfast celebration on May 13th brought together elected officials, community leaders, and sponsors to showcase the food bank's work. Proclamations were presented by the Harford County Council and Harford County Executive Bob Casilli. HCAA CEO Pamela Craig stated that the name change better represents their commitment to serving the community, as the food bank currently serves 13 Harford County residents every hour. The Bel Air Lions Club, as the platinum sponsor, will have naming rights for 1 year, along with other key sponsors such as the Rotary Clubs of Harford County and Maison Nord Farm. HCAA offers a variety of services to help residents in need achieve self-sufficiency.
Erickson Senior Living Communities compete in 18th Annual Softball Tournament. The Charlestown Sluggers claimed the title of champions for the third consecutive year in the Erickson Senior Living Annual Softball Tournament. Teams from Oak Crest in Parkville MD and Riderwood in Beltsville MD also competed in the friendly event. Coached by Bob Nitch and Rick Jones, the Sluggers' hard work paid off as they secured the first-place trophy in the championship series. Players and spectators from Erickson communities enjoyed a sunny day filled with friendly rivalries and social interactions. The roster included Ann Burgess, Steve Davis, Bob Jacobs, and others. To join the winning team at Charlestown, visit ericksonseniorliving.com/charlestown.
Woofie's Montclair debuts premium mobile pet care services in Essex County, grand opening June 14th. Woofie's Montclair, a leading provider of personalized mobile pet care services, is now proudly serving pets and their parents across Essex County, including Montclair, Upper Montclair, Caldwell, Glen Ridge, Bloomfield, Verona, Nutley, and nearby areas. An independently owned and operated business, Woofie's Montclair is led by General Manager Gabriella Cobos and co-owner Christina Castro, brings a deeply personal, vet-informed, and compassionate approach to pet care. Services include mobile grooming, dog walking, and pet sitting, with 24/7 veterinary telehealth support. Co-owned by Christina Castro, Woofie's Montclair will celebrate its grand opening at Montclair Pride on June 14th, offering free plum facials for pups and fun prizes. The company plans to participate in upcoming events and is currently hiring. For more information, visit woofies.com/Montclair.
28 Liberty's Halo Venue hosts Dior Fashion Exhibit. Halo, the event venue at 28 Liberty Street, recently hosted a UBS House of Craft x Dior exhibition featuring the work of all seven of Dior's creative directors over eight decades. Curated by Corrine Reutfeld and photographed by Brigitte Niedermayer, the exhibition showcased each designer's unique perspectives and their impact on couture fashion.
Martial Arts History Museum celebrates official grand opening in Glendale. The Martial Arts History Museum in Glendale, California, celebrated its official grand opening with a vibrant ceremony, including a traditional Chinese lion dance and thrilling martial arts demonstrations. Founded by Michael Matsuda, a 60-year martial arts veteran, the museum stands as a living monument of culture and legacy, now in its 26th year. The event brought together martial arts stars like Cynthia Rothrock and city dignitaries, marking a significant moment in the global martial arts community. With new cultural exhibits and legendary uniforms on display, the museum is not just a space, it's a sanctuary of stories, spirit, and strength, officially open to inspire the next generation.
Super Football Conference and Accelerate Sports Ventures launch SFC Network. The Super Football Conference, in collaboration with Accelerate Sports Ventures, has launched the SFC Network, the official streaming home for premier high school football in New Jersey. The network will feature top-tier programs like Bergen Catholic, Del Barton, and St. Joseph Regional. Accelerate Sports Ventures will provide strategic advice and operational support for the platform, helping student-athletes take advantage of new opportunities in NIL and revenue sharing. Varsity Media will produce each game with professional announcers and multiple camera operators. Fans can subscribe now for $79 with promo code SFC on SuperFootballConferenceNetwork.com for access to a minimum of 40 games this fall. David Nevins interviews Dominic Merritt, Thoroughbred industry leader and mentor. Dominic Merritt's journey into the thoroughbred industry is a testament to perseverance and passion. From watching the sport as a child in East Baltimore, Dominic's hands-on experience began at Bonita Farm after a connection at Harford Community College. He quickly progressed from mucking stalls to galloping horses at Top Tracks. Dominic's dream of becoming a full-time exercise rider for Todd Pletcher has taken him to racing circuits across the U.S. and Australia. Recognized with the Godolphin Newcomer Award, Dominic also mentors with Saddle Up Scholars, inspiring young people from low-income communities. Connect with David Nevins, President and CEO of Nevins & Associates, a strategic communications company with a diverse client base. With over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations, David's leadership and network of contacts benefit the firm's clients.
Data Challenge explores inflammation's hidden role in heart disease. The American Heart Association has launched the Systemic Inflammation Data Challenge to explore how inflammation, specifically high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, contributes to cardiovascular disease. This research initiative aims to identify individuals at increased risk and improve health outcomes through advanced data science. Participants will investigate how social drivers of health may impact the development of heart disease. Top submissions will receive awards totaling $75,000 with a $40,000 first prize. Funded in part by Novo Nordisk Inc., the challenge seeks to elevate awareness about inflammation's impact on heart health. For more information or to register, visit the Precision Medicine platform at pmp.heart/systemisinflammationdatachallenge.
New advisory board to guide landmark study and event on retention strategies. The HR Research Institute has formed a new advisory board of industry experts to guide a major research initiative and virtual event on employee retention strategies. With high turnover rates across industries, this panel will offer expertise to address common challenges. The research and event aim to provide solutions for HR professionals to retain top talent, boost engagement, and strengthen their workforce. Key insights will include the impact of employee turnover, proven retention strategies, and areas like leadership and culture that affect attrition. The State of Employee Retention 2025 virtual event is set for October 15, 2025. The advisory board includes thought leaders from companies like Active International, Excalibur Data-Driven Performance Management, and Cytokinetics. HR.com's CEO emphasizes the importance of retention in today's market, and the HR Research Institute offers free research reports on their website.
Summer vibes take over the Exchange at Boulevard One. The Exchange at Boulevard One in Denver is bringing summer vibes with two community-focused events. Namaste Nights, every Thursday at 6 p.m., features yoga, beer, and fresh bites. Special-themed classes like puppy yoga and DJ Flow add a playful touch. The Boulevard One Farmers Market, held one Saturday each month, offers fresh produce, artisan goods, live music, and family-friendly fun. With support from Clark's Market, this event is a chance to connect with neighbors and enjoy the summer vibe. Mark your calendars for June 21st, July 19th, August 16th, and September 20th for the Farmers Market. The Exchange at Boulevard One is a modern destination for shopping, dining, and community connection in Denver's Lowry neighborhood. A restored Revolution, 1971 Datsun 240 Zeke Coupe highlights Z-Car history at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1971 Datsun 240 Zeke Coupe, now part of the Ron Sturgeon Collection at the DFW Car and Toy Museum, is a symbol of Z-Car preservation and automotive history. Restored in 1992 by PZ Car Center, this iconic car played a key role in Nissan's vintage restoration program. With a 2.4-liter L24 inline-six engine delivering 151 horsepower, this Series 1 model features enhancements like a tubular exhaust header and electronic distributor conversion. Its unique features include distinctive vents, bumper guards, and factory instrumentation in the cabin. Visit the museum to experience over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 vintage toys, all with free admission. Learn more about Ron Sturgeon, a dedicated car collector for over 30 years, and the DFW Car and Toy Museum at dfwcarandtoymuseum.com.
Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, screens in Austin, June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Award-winning documentary, Where the Horses Heal the Soul, will be screening in Austin on June 16th to support equine-assisted services for veterans, kids, and adults facing physical and emotional challenges. Directed by Twila Labar, the film follows individuals at ROC, including military veterans with PTSD, a teenager with Down syndrome, and a woman with cerebral palsy. Through their bond with horses, they discover new strength and purpose. The documentary has received recognition at various film festivals, earning top honors in multiple categories. The screening event will take place at AFS Cinema on June 16th at 6:30 p.m., with proceeds benefiting ROC. Tickets can be purchased online. Presented by the Rotary Club of Austin University Area, this event promises to be a powerful showcase of healing through the connection between humans and horses.
Laforte Immunotherapeutics presents preclinical data on glucocorticoid antibody drug conjugate LFD200 to treat autoimmune and inflammatory diseases at EULAR 2025. Laforte Immunotherapeutics presented preclinical data on its lead program, LFD200, at EULAR 2025. The data showed targeted and sustained delivery of a glucocorticoid payload to immune cells without systemic toxicity. Results from in vitro and in vivo studies in mice and NHPs demonstrated efficacy in autoimmune and inflammatory diseases. LFD200 achieved sustained GC exposure in immune tissues for over 7 days with minimal off-target effects. The ADC prevented colitis development and inhibited inflammatory cytokines in various disease models. Laforte's novel drug delivery platform offers a promising approach to treating autoimmune conditions. A phase 1 clinical study for LFD200 is set to begin soon, with initial clinical data expected by the end of 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.